I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Drug cartels are trying to take the place of government in Mexico. Criminal groups are taking justice into their own hands by killing members of more violent cartels, supposedly to protect Mexico. E3 Partners' Todd Zolkowski says people are so desperate they might believe it.
The people are unsure of who is their friend, who is their enemy. So that allows for any group to step up with a little bit of power and say, I'm here to protect you. I'm here to act in your best interest.
The only hope for Mexico is the continued spread of the gospel. E3 Partners is planting churches. Next, the U.S. Center for World Missions says 1 in 7 people worldwide are Christians. The good news is many are new believers and they're needing biblical training, especially in hard-to-reach areas of the world like the Middle East and North Africa. Sat7's Rex Rogers says TEACH, a theological education program in Mexico, Algeria, Libya, and Tunisia should help.
They don't have churches, Christian schools, seminaries, Bible colleges to, or even materials to grow and strengthen the church. And so this effort is really intended to strengthen the church of North Africa and then also, of course, the Middle East.
And after 8 years of ministry on an Ecuadorian island with little response, Operation Mobilization staff are getting a bit discouraged. Over the last few weeks, however, God has made it clear that He is working in the hearts of people on the island, often forgotten by society and government. One man came to Christ after OM's staff prayed for him and he was miraculously healed. Pray for more fruit. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to remember the persecuted church? Open Doors USA is offering a One With Them wristband available to you and a friend. The rubber barbed wire looking wristband will remind you to pray for persecuted believers every day. Get your free One With Them wristband, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.